Rabbi Yitzhak, how do you get MS?
You
buy it in the Makkar.
Done.
Okay. Tachlis liyot ish emes. The purpose is to be, this is Rabbi, to be an ish emes. Right? What does it mean, the ish emes? Not so easy. It's not our teva. Not our, how you say, not in your nature. Right? Okay, so it says, the Rabbi brings a midrash. It's a very interesting midrash, a very interesting pshat he gives. So I'm going to just explain what he says, and we'll see, we'll add a little bit, you know, kadal kainu. Amar Rabbi Simon, says Rabbi Simon, b'shah sheba HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came, livrot et ha'olam, to create man, HaRishon, Adam HaRishon, nasu malchei hasharis kitim kitim, they became groups and groups, v'chaburot v'chaburot, and like, you know, larger groups of people. Mehem omrim, there were those who said, al yivra, don't create him, chas v'shalom, don't create man. What sort of question is that? You know, he's asking, the whole tachlis of the Bria was man. The whole purpose of the Bria was man. Why shouldn't you create man? No?
Because we'll just mess it all up. He's going to say
that's the vote. The Malachim weren't arguing with the tachlis of the Bria. The purpose of the creation of man. Man was definitely the tachlis of the Bria. They were arguing that man's not going to fulfill his position in that tachlis. He's not going to get the creation to its purpose. So there's an argument here in Shemaim. Now they knew these aren't, you know, like these aren't like anyone speaking. These are Malachim. They knew who man is. I mean, they see God clearly. They see clarity, emes. So they knew who man. They're saying, don't create man, right? I mean, God thinks He will create man. Well, God doesn't know. I mean, you need to ask the Malachim. So there's a vikuach here. They're saying the innate nature of man is going to be failing. And some said, no, he's going to work out. There was a machlokas there in Shemaim. Right? I mean,
how Malachim, the people in Malachim don't have any free will, so it's like a...
No, they know the tchuna of man. Like, no, but they understand clarity. They have clarity. They have clarity. Mehem omrim, ayivra, mehem omrim, yivra, create. Chesed ve'emet nifkishu. Chesed and Emet came together. Tzedek v'shalom nashku. They kissed, or they, you know, they come. Chesed ama. Chesed says, Yivra, let it create man. Shugomel chasadim. He gives good. I mean, man does good. Emes omer, al Yivra, don't create. Shekulo shkorim. That means man innate nature is to be
a liar.
Chesed man does, but emes man doesn't do.
Hmm.
Right? That tells us a lot about our nature.
Chesed and emet came together.
Yeah, chesed and emet, and they were arguing. Chesed said, "Yeah, man does chesed." Emet says, "No, man lies." Tzedek says, "Yivra, create him. Shio said tzedakot. He does tzedakot. He does charities." Shalom says, "Right, ah Yivra." The Kulek Tata, he's completely full of arguments. Right? So you have a machlokas. These are midas. Right? Now, Chesed is a midah of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right? Tzedek is a midah of Kodesh Baruch Hu. So now, obviously, what's the argument here? Man was obviously created for all four midas. Chesed, Emet, Tzedek, Shalom. The argument was, what's more important? Maybe, I don't know. Or, these midas saying it's kedai, man can do this purpose, and these midas saying man can't do this purpose. Right? So that's why the Malachim said, he can't do his complete purpose, but yes, he can do partially. I don't know. I don't know what the machlokas is. Let's see. Shalom Ameh says not to. Ma'asa Kodesh Baruch Hu. What did Kodesh Baruch Hu do? How did Kodesh Baruch Hu solve this argument? Natal Emet, he took Emet, Vishnichu La'atz, and thrown down. Got rid of him. That's what it means. But that's what it says in the Pasuk. V'tishlach Emet Atze, he threw Emet to the ground. Amru, Lifnei Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ribono Olamim, Malchei Asharis, said in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu, King of the worlds. Worlds, because there's spiritual worlds as well. Ma atem mevaze tachsis chotem shulcha. Why are you mevaze? How do you say mevaze? To be mevaze someone, to treat him lightly, to without covered.
Patronize?
No, to treat him without covered. Why are you doing mevaze your chotem? Your seal. We spoke about this last week, maybe.
Condescending.
Yeah, why are you condescending to your seal? Your seal, it seems something which protects you, which protects what your purpose is. Emes, that's Emes. Tale Emes min Aretz, take it out from the land. Emes min Aretz tismach. So Kadosh Baruch says, Eretz from the land will come out. So now he said, Matsui ksav beloshen zahav shel Chazal. We see from Chazal. Okay, so. So you see, basically say what we said. You say we see there's a machlokus here, right? Machlokus between chesed and emes, shalom and tzedek, right? The tev of man is not to be emesic. The tev of man is not to make shalom, to be argumentative. So now, he brings a Rabbeinu Yonah. What does Rabbeinu Yonah says? Shinitchayavnu al gidrei emes. We're obligated on gidrei emes. Ki hi hu miyesodei hanefesh. It's from the foundations of our souls. That means man is obligated to be emes, whatever emes is. Like we understood, emes means before. What does emes mean? Emes doesn't mean be truthful. Emes means to be thinking about life deeply. Because the definition of emes is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the closer and the more deeply we come to understand life, the closer we are to that emes. Emes is not an absolute. Emes is relative. You go to big rabbi, you have an emes, and he has a different emes. Why do we listen to bigger rabbeim? Because they're deeper in the understanding of reality. Usually rabbeim are deeper in the understanding of reality. If your rabbi is not deep, then find one who is. Because emes depends on depth. Emes does not depend on truth, right or wrong. Right? If you're deep, if you see depth, you're closer to the emes. If you're more of a tzaddik, you're closer to the emes. Because you're closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we go to big rabbeim, we have big questions. To ask us and ask them how we should deal with our lives. Understand what I'm saying? Okay. So now we'll go weiter. It says here. Im emes, he's asking a question, Iranian. Im emes whom you sow to your nefesh. Eich adam kuloshkarim. How could this midrash say that we're kuloshkarim? That's me yisodi hanefesh. That's intrinsic to man's personality of his soul. Man's soul is intrinsically emes. It's deep. It's connected. It's righteous. It's pure. Your soul, if you connect to it properly, will give you emes. Avram Avinu, when he saw the world, right? He saw Bira Doleket. He saw the world and all what happens. He understood the reality of the world. You understand what I'm saying? A person could come to him. Is that like a barbecue there?
I'm making a barbecue there.
Oh, at 9 you guys have
a bonfire and barbecue.
Oh, you guys have a barbecue at 9? Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe I'll join you.
Yeah. More than invited.
Okay. Huh? I hope it's kosher.
You too.
Yeah, it's good hacksaw. Okay, hacksaw. Fine. All right. Achain. Who's going to have a barbecue tonight?
Yeshiva. Yeah.
The guys.
Yeah. Oh, the guys are organizing it.
Yeah.
Oh, just the guys by themselves.
No, but the rabbi. Some rabbis are coming.
Which rabbi?
You
got to
stay.
I think Rabbi Lynn.
Rabbi Lynn's going to drop by. Rabbi Rosen.
Rabbi Quinn's
going to be some drinks. You know. I don't know which way you fall.
No, I'm okay with the drinks. I only on Purim. Only wine and a pour in one glass, you see me different. Okay. Anyway, so now we got your fight. So, if we're saying that man intrinsically is sheker, how can Rabbeinu Yonah say it's me? You sow de hanefesh, the foundation of his soul, that he's emes. That's a stira. So that means man has intrinsically a stira within him. What part? Achlo habeguf. His physicality and his desires, the gashmuto chotzet, they're like a, how you say, a barrier, bifnei ha'emes shebenefesh, in front of the emes of his soul. The kusha'ein emes, gam shalom einenu. And when there's no truth, also shalom. The Rabbeinu Yonah in Pirkei Avos actually says, what is emes? Shalom. Emes is shalom. You don't make emes bias, you make shalom bias, because that's the emes. You make psharas. Right? There's no such thing as being right or wrong. Emes is not right and wrong. The color, she's a nice color. You know, she has, you know, well, you know, if you really want to know my opinion, color, chasudav, right? There's things you lie is also emes. Pious and birth, a mekach. You lie about it. It's good. Yeah, I really like it. You know, it's a good. It's a good pencil you got there. It's a good whatever you got there, right?
What is it you lie about? What's it called?
You can lie. Once a person has bought something, you can lie unless you can return it. You know, if you get a 30 days buy a guarantee, you know, 30 days, 9 days to have it. But like, about out of 10% of people who think about it, only 1% do it. Right? So, if someone has that, so you advise them, no, you should return it. It's not a good thing. But other than that, you say no. It's very good. You lie because that's shana. Huh? Yeah.
What exactly do you mean that like shalom is emes? Like as in, like if you have like peace within like yourself and life.
Because the depth of a
kodesh,
the depth of a kodesh baruch hu is to make shalom in the world, to make peace in the world.
We saw in this week's parsha where Hashem after Sarah.
Let me explain
left.
You. Yeah, you didn't learn this parsha. I can see. Like, give me the parsha, you'll see something interesting here. I think you guys missed a bit.
We missed a boat?
You missed a bit, not a boat. You missed a bit. Give me a regular chumash. The regular chumash?
Yeah.
Yeah, please. No, that's not
right.
Yeah, I'm not used to it. I get confused with the English.
English hurts his eyes.
Yeah, okay. So, we're waiting on the show.
We know what it's like.
No.
Rabbi, we do.
You don't
underestimate us.
You'll see. I'm going to ask you a simple question. I'm surprised you guys didn't ask the question. You're a clever guy.
I just want you to know, we've had amazing, great lectures by Rabbi Rosenfeld and Rabbi Tao.
Now I want to ask you a question. What happens? Avraham's came by Miami. Chadal Yod Tar Or Knashim. The Titzchak Sarah. She laughed. Right? Bekiba Alemo. Achre Beloti Haitali Edna. Vadoni Zaken. Avram, he's an older guy. Right? He can't have children. V'yemashem Avram. Lama leze. So now, says, Lama ze sachaka Sarah. Why did Sarah laugh? Le moha af umnam eled. Vani Zakanti. And I'm older, Sarah says. So what does Rashi say? Ani Zakanti. Right? Rashi says, Shine akatu, the Torah changed because we lied, right? For shalom, that's emes. Mipnei shalom, sharei hi amra ad nizake. She said, Avram's the older guy. Now I want to ask you a question. That's shalom bias. Avram didn't know what Sarah said. Who sneaked on Avram? Who sneaked on Avram? Hashem sneaked on him. On her, sorry. Who sneaks on Sarah? Hashem. That's shalom bias. She was by herself in the room and said, she was thinking, she didn't say even, she was thinking. Avraham's an old man.
Right.
And she laughed. So God goes and tells Avraham, and he says, you know what? I want to make shalom bias. So I'm just going to say that she said that she's older. That caused, and what did Avraham do? He told her off. They didn't laugh. She was frightened. What that mean here? That's how you do shalom bias? That the wife says something about the husband that nothing she wants. She didn't even say. She doesn't want. Even, she's thinking. So you do your God and you're doing shalom bias. Bad news here, right? You learned this?
No. But
no. Why didn't you ask this kasha? No, you thought about this. You asked this kasha?
Yeah, Rabbi Gershon was like, no, Avraham knew. Something like that. I didn't see that there.
No, he didn't know. Anyway, I don't know. Maybe there's different drushes. I don't know. Maybe. But Pashas, he didn't know. Right? So what's the pshat here? certain things you do shalom bayis, certain things you don't do shalom bayis. What was the problem here with Sarah's laughing? She was supposed to give birth to Yitzchak. She was supposed to give birth to the Jewish nation. If there was a problem with Sarah's emunah, there would be a problem with the child. You're supposed to be mochiach your wife on ruchnius. If the on to be mochiach to rebuke your wife on spiritual matters. If the if the skirt's a little short, you tell her about it. If the pear's a bit going, you know, like wild a little bit, you tell her about it. If she's, you know, things are not doing ruchnis, because she's going to be the mother of your children. Your children are going to see who she is in ruchnis. That's going to affect your children. Ruchnis your mochiach. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Avram so that he would be mochiach, that he would tell her off, and he was supposed to. You're going to be, you Sarah are going to be, aim, you're the mother of the Jewish people, and you're going to have a chisaron and a emunah. He was supposed to tear her off. Hakadosh Baruch Hu can't do such a thing. However, he didn't tell her about what she thought about him. That's the shalom bayis. You understand now?
Yeah.
That's the pshat. Okay. Anyway. We understand. Chumash is deep. You have to think about it. You don't learn Chumash. You have to learn Chumash with... Don't take it for face value. Rashi face value... Sounds, it's a nice story, it's a nice thing, it all fits in nice. You start asking questions. Ask questions on the Gemara, ask questions on Rashi, then you get depth. You get a deeper understanding of what's happening. Anyway, so let's go. So now we're saying, going back to here. So Emes is what? Is Shalom.
Is pursuing Shalom?
Yeah. The purpose of Emes is to reach Shalom. Okay, so now we go weiter. And where is the problem with Emes? The problem in Emes is where in the goof? Mm-hmm. The neshama is yisod hu shel hanefesh hu emes. That means a person intrinsically is emes. You understand what I'm saying? That means a person's soul, his spirituality, if a person thinks about life without all his negiyos, without the schnitzel that we dangle in front of us, or the pizza, right? All those other things that get dangled in front of us, right? If we can remove that somehow from our minds, we will come to the emes. Once those things get put back in our minds, they get blurred. Manhattan or New York, wherever it is not a good place to start thinking about emes. Yeshiva is a good place. There's not a lot of dangling here, right? Maybe the barbecue, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. A little bit of dangling here and out. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, it's kosher, it's good, it's good. You eat, you enjoy yourself, you get together, it's good. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But you have to, MS we can all come to. You guys all made decisions here. You guys left university. You left whatever they're offering. And they came to you. I mean, no one gets any credits. No, you know, you don't like get, I don't know what. You don't get a good job from where you leave here. Well, maybe you do. I don't know. Maybe you make connections here, you know. I don't know. But you all come here because you want to learn Torah. You're happy you finished the Perek. You finished brachas. You're getting into it. Right? Here's a place. Yeshiva is a place for thinking emes, because you're removed a little bit from the physicalities of life. And that's a place to think about what you really want in life. Anyway. So that's it. So now, so we see now there's this contradiction within man in of itself. Okay. Umika Kodesh Baruch Hu, and who's like a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Hayodet al stira shebe'etzim ha'adam. That's this contradiction within man and himself. Hari yodei yitzreinu knows yitzara. Ubechol zot, and even so, hu yitbarach ratzalev roet ha'adam. He wanted to create man. Afa biha, even so. Now the Malachim didn't want, there was a machlokas in the Malachim. Because Malachim are very, very straight. They don't want anything which has any chance of failure. Whereas a Kodesh Baruch Hu saw the man, since his intrinsic shorish, his intrinsic root is emes, that's what's going to happen. So now, ma'asak Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, he obviously, man in of himself, the Malachim have an argument if man's going to reach emes or not. That means man in of himself, this Midrash is telling us, is not going to reach Emes. He needs help. How does the Kodesh Baruch Hu help him? No? What does the Midrash say? He throws Emes to the land. Ma Kodesh Baruch Hu asa, natal Emes v'shlicho la'aretz, and sent it down on the land. V'hu bara et adam ba'aretz, and he created man on the land. U'lesham hishlich gam et Emes, and there he threw also the Emes. Right? Now he explains basically what is this Emes. So there's another Gemara. You want to get the Gemara? There's a Gemara in Shabbos. Can you give me the Gemara? I'll read the Gemara. It's a very interesting Gemara. It's a Gemara we learn in Shavuos. Oh, you guys are learning Shabbos anyway, right? There must be plenty of them around. No, that's a Ritva.
That's a left.
That's also good.
That's a what?
Ritva. I also got to explain to you, there's a very interesting thing. How is it that all these rabbis become Torah? Tosus is Torah, Rashi's is Torah. Yeah, this is going to be the class. We're going to get there. If you'll understand what I'm saying, you will get there.
It's a big if, Rabbi.
Huh? Okay, let's go. So it says here. What is this? Yeah. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And this is what Revolvi says. This is what it means. The Malachim said, how man? They were arguing about creation of man, because they were arguing about the Torah. And he said this is referring to this Gemara. This Midrash is referring to this Gemara.
What is it?
Shabbos Peches Amud Beis. It's a Gemara we learn in Shavuos. It's a very nice Gemara. Maybe, yeah. Amar Rishu ben Levi. Says Rishu ben Levi. Bishash ala Moshe lemaron. When Moshe went up to the heavens, Amru Malchei, to get the Torah. Amru Malchei Asharis. It's now Kodesh Baruch Hu. Malchei Asharis said in front of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ribono shel Olam. Ma leyilud isha. What's this man who was born from a woman, Beinenu? What's he doing here? Put him back where he's supposed to be. Amalahin, he told them.
Whoa.
Oh. Amalahin, you're on the internet, Alex.
Huh?
You're on the internet. The star, the Mochan Yaakov star from last year, Alex Siegel's just arrived. Yeah, that's and even it, with his Sfar in Nigudi and his barbecue at 9 o'clock.
Barbecue.
You came with a good night. You came with a good night, right? And plenty of booze and plenty of singing. Just for your.
you look great.
Yeah, he's looking good.
Thanks.
Anyway, Amalehen, Lekabel Torah Ba. I'm here to receive Torah. Amru Lefanav, he said in front of the Hamuda Gnuza, my dear hidden. Thin thing, shenigmezalacha, it was hidden to you. Teisha me'ot, 900 v'shivim v'arbadorot. All these generations, a man didn't have it. Kodim shenivra ha'olam, before the world was created. Atam v'vakesh nitna l'basav adam, you're going to give it to flesh and blood. Ma'in nosh kitis krena. Whose man that you think about? You remember him? Ben adam kitif kedenum. They'll be in, you know. Thought about it. Hashem Adonenu, Ma'adi Shimcha B'Choraz. Hashem, you are master. What greatness do you have in the whole land? Hashet Ne Hodech. You want to give your Hod, glory, Al Hashemaya, on the heavens, to man. Amalo Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe. Yechzir Lehen Tshuva. No, they have a kasha. Give them a tshuva, right? Amal Fanav, Ribbono Shel Olam, Mityareh. This is the whole Malchei Asharis, you know? Moshe Rabbeinu is by himself over there, right? He's frightened. And he's Shemi Yisrafeni, Funi. Maybe they'll burn me. Behevel Shebefim, with their hevel in their mouths. Amalo, Achuz Bekise Kvodi. Hold on to my Kise Akov. This is weird, right? V'chazo Lehem Tshuva. Now what? Holding on my kisei akov. He's not going to get burnt now? Why do you get burnt with a malachim's mouths? I mean, that's what happens. It's, you know, it's one of these Walt Disney programs that fire comes out and stuff like that, you know. Star Trek or right? What is this? Why do you get burnt with their mouths? Why is he wired up being burnt from their mouths? They only can say emes. Any sheker, any remnants of sheker, and you'll be burnt. So you held lies. So you're holding on to, and their cash is, why are you giving Torah? Torah is your glory. It's your rotzen. Why are you giving this to man? Man's going to muck it up. What are you giving Torah to man? So he's holding on to the Kisei HaKavod. Right? So how does it help to hold? What's Kisei HaKavod? This chair that God sits on over there. You know, there's a guy with a long beard. He has a chair and he sits on it. He floats around, right? Like you learn the Chumash, the Kisei HaKavod. He's floating around. You know, he's having a good time. It's the first hovercraft. Right? Over the waters. Right? That's what it is? What is this? What's a Kisei for? Whenever you say Kisei, so Kisei HaKavod, when you say Kisei HaKavod, what's the chair of honor? God needs a place to sit to get honor.
How do you spell that?
Kisei. Chair, Kisei. Kaf Samach Aleph. Covered. Kavod, honor. Kaf. There's Bav Dalet, right? There's Kisei. What's that? Hold on to it? What's this? What is it all about? Come on, Alex. You've been learning it by Rabbi Klein. You must know this one. What's the Hanukkah here?
What's the agenda?
What's the agenda? Yeah.
He says that too? That's where Rabbi Jacob's got it.
No, that's where he got it.
Yeah, yeah. He's the
Rabbi Jacob's
the,
is Rabbi Klein on light.
Right.
Yeah. Rabbi Klein light.
Really?
Okay. So now what's happening here? What's this Kisei HaKavod doing? What do you need Kisei HaKavod for God? A chair means, this is my chair that represents something about me. God represents covered. Covered is weight, right? He represents something which is gives, like it's like you say the Kodesh Baruch Hu goes from Kisei Adin to Kisei Rachamim, right? To Kisei of judgment on Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah. That means his midah, where he is, where he's sitting, where his weight is, I am inside his midas is there. Right? So it means the way he's reacting, the way he's connecting to the world, right, the weight in which he's connecting, right, that comes from his Kisei HaKavod. That's an expression. You understand? That's a Merkava. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nohig in the world. For us to understand, that's what a Kisei means. Hold on to my Kisei, what that means. When you hold on to the Kisei of Kodesh Baruch, what does that mean? That means you are connected to that. It means you are connected to this Midah. When you're speaking, your tshuva is going to be a tshuva of my expression in the world. What you're going to say, Moshe Rabbeinu, is what I want the world to be created for. Why I'm giving Torah to man is what I want the world to be created for my expression. Right? So let's see what he says. Amar lefanav. Ribono shel olam, Torah she'ata noten li, ma k'tiv ba, what's written in it? Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am the Lord your God, Asher Hotzeiticha me'eretz Mitzrayim, which you took out of Egypt. Amar lahem, the Mitzrayim yaradatem? He asked the Malachim, you went down to Egypt? Leparo, hishtabte? You had 210 years of slavery with Paro? Torah lama tehelachem, why should you get it? Shuv, ma'ktive, what else is written in? Lo yelecha elohim achirim? You shouldn't have other gods, idols. Bain Amim Atem Shuim, you're living with the Goyim. Sha'ovdim Avera Gilulim, they serve idol worships. Shuv Maktiva, Zachod Yom Shabbat, Lakacho. Klum Atem Osim Malach, you do Malach, you have to rest on Shabbos. Shatem Sukhim Ishbot. Shuv Maktiva, Lotisa Masa Vamatan. Right? Don't lie in your Masa Vamatan. Yesh Benechem. Don't lie. You do dealings, business dealings, you're going to lie with a shvu, with an oath. Honor your parents, as imecha. Aveim yeshlechem, your parents. Shuv maktiba. Lo tinsach, lo tinaf, don't kill, or whatever. Lo tignor, don't steal. Kine yesh b'neichem. Jealousy there is between you. Yetzara yesh b'neichem. You have a yetzara.
Are they talking to Hashem when they ask these
things? No, this is Moshe. Moshe, so saying to the Malachim. Miyad hodu lo. Straight away hodu lo. Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shneema. Hashem, Adonai, Ma'ad Yishimcha v'chol ha'aretz.
Yeah.
Moshe says before.
The Malachim didn't know what was written in the Torah. I could have been that tshuva, right? These are Malachim. They're not. This is not. What's the Havamina?
Can I ask what is a Malach?
Enjoy. What is a Malach?
Yeah.
It's a spiritual being that expresses the Rotzen of a Kodesh Baruch Hu.
In the physical world or outside?
In the lower spiritual worlds. There's lower spiritual worlds.
But not in the world that we know.
It can come down in this world. There were malachim that came down. Yeshua saw a malach. Hagar saw many malachim. Avram had Hagar didn't get, the Gemara Rashi says, Hagar saw a malach. She didn't get all surprised. Because there was all these malachim coming in around it. Avram. Sarah told the malach to give Negayim to Paro. They had a lot of malachim. It's the Ritzon of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's expressed in the world. Yeah.
Manifested
spiritually, yeah.
To manifest physical form. Take some physical form?
Yeah. It can take. It can be mitlabesh in the physical form. Yeah. It can take. It cannot take as well. The Gemara says every plant has a malach telling it to grow. You don't see
maybe you don't.
Maybe there's some people who say that. I don't know. Yeah. I haven't seen one for a long time.
Does each malach only express one of his?
One they can only do one thing. That's what Gemara says.
One what's on?
Yeah. Okay, let's go. So what's the kasha? This represents the Rotzen of Hashem. What's a malach created for? The whole purpose of a malach is to do Rotzen Hashem. When the Torah is Chemda Gnuz, it's the Hod, it's the glory of the Kodesh Baruch Hu's name. It's his inner Rotzen. It was created before the creation. When the Ithar Malachim were to get the Torah would not have been brought down in such a way. It would have been different. The words Kaved Ed Avicha V'Imecha would have been different. It would have been represented higher spiritual things. It would be like, it would be higher spiritual forms. The Torah would have a different format. But when the Torah was given, Nishlach La'aretz, the Torah had these things written in it. So what was Moshe Rabbeinu telling him? He's saying the Torah was given so that the Rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not only be expressed in the spiritual worlds, but will be expressed in the physical worlds. And that's the purpose of creation. That his Rotzen will be mitpashet, will come down and be expressed in the whole world, from the spiritual into the physical. That's what he wants. And when it's expressed in the physical world, when the Torah is expressed in the physical world, it takes on a physical form. It says, honor your parents, don't steal, all these things. The Torah, though, is spiritual. It's different. In the Torah itself, the Ramban says, in the Bringing of the Bereishis, says, all of the words of the Torah are Shemotav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? It means it's the expression of His will. That's what Torah is. Now we can go back and understand. How does this solve man's problem? Man has a two-way existential crisis, as they say. He has his physicality pulling him to the physical world. Has a spirituality pulling him up to the spiritual world. Right? Man intrinsically was thought of as a deity, Chumash Rashi, right? The Malachim thought he was a deity. Just as God in the physical world, Adam HaRishon is thought of as God, as a deity in the physical world, God in the spiritual world, Adam HaRishon in the physical world, before Chava was born. You have to understand that Rashi, right? What he means. But that's what the Malachim thought. Adam HaRishon we can't understand who he was. If the Malachim thought he was a deity. So what's the purpose of man? Why was this Torah now given? It was that Kodesh Baruch Hu threw the Torah into the land to what? To do what? So, Emes Titzmach, that the Torah will grow. What do you mean Titzmach? What does Titzmach mean? You put a little seed into the land, what happens? and sprouts. What does that mean? What does seed represent? If you could describe the seed, someone can know the seed. Potential. What does tismach represent? Expression. So Eris was thrown down here, and then what happened? It was a potential. And that potential was expressed. What does that emes represent?
Shalom.
The will of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Rotzen of Kodesh Baruch Hu. What is emes? Eretz Me'aretz Tismach. His Rotzen was only in potential in Shemayim. It's in potential. When it comes down to the land, the Torah comes down to man. Man now becomes the expressor of that potential. That's how Eretz Tismach. Man is the one who's going to be the expressor of God's potential. That's the holding on to the Kisei HaKavod. Holding on to the Kisei HaKavod, whatever represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga, whatever represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midah, that now he's judging the world, or now he's giving Rachamim on the world, or whatever Midah HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting on his Kisei, and through that, right, he's manhig the world. Like you say in the parashah, you saw that when the Kodesh Baruch went up from Aram Avram, and Rashi says Loshen Nakia. Loshen Nakia. What's not Naki about it? What could be not?
Was that clean?
Well, yeah, Loshen Nakia. What could be not clean about when God went Avram? What's not clean about it? What's the problem with God being on Avram? You know why it's Loshen Nakia? What's the Loshen for Be'ila? It's Ole. Right? It's getting up. It's a Lashon of connection. That's why it's a Lashon of Kiyah. God is connected to man like a man to a woman. When Avram is Merkava of the Shekhinah, it means he represents a full connection, like a man to a woman. That's why it's Lashon of Kiyah. Understand what I'm saying? What's a woman? A woman's an expressor, a complete expressor of a male. We, Turkish Baruch Hu, are his full expressors of his will. That's the holding on to the Kisei HaKavod. That's being Merkava Leshchina. You understand what I'm saying?
No.
You understand?
How's a woman like that to women?
Physically, a woman's basically, she takes man's DNA and produces a child. So it's a complete expressor, that DNA. I mean, you know, this little DNA, it's a piece of dust, right? You get a walking, talking person from it. That's pretty good. Yeah, I don't think they could do it today, even yet. Even with all the robotics they have. You have a laptop. Imagine, you know, better than a quad duo. What do they have today?
Who knows?
I think we have better than a quad duo in our brain. Right? But pretty good. She did pretty well for just a piece of, you know, whatever it is. Right? She's a full expressor. So we are the full expressor of God's will. And that's the holding onto the Kisei HaKavod. That I'm connecting to what your anhaga. How do you say anhaga? But you know what anhaga is? Like chesed. Your chesed, your midah. Whatever your midah is to express it. And I'm that expressor of you. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu, that's what to hold on to that. You understand? That's the purpose of man. That's how tismach. So now, how do we get that emes? How do we get that emes?
What?
We can't get that emes through meditating on stuff and breathing exercises. We get the emes because Eremes was given to us. Chemde Gnuza was given to us. Torah was given to us. It's mutman. It's there in the Torah. How can these words of Gemara, of Chumash, whatever it is, be the Rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How can you put into words such depth? You can't. So how is it there? Because the Gemara, anything we learn, if you learn it on a superficial level, it makes sense. When you start learning a little bit deep, it does not make sense, right? And then, what's the Hanacha? What's the agenda? What's behind this? What's the real pshat? And you can spend weeks on a line of Gemara. And then all of a sudden, Tismach. That's how you get to Emes. And if you think this is just like a class for, you know, like mental exercise, that's what Gemara is, you're wrong. Because the Gemara teaches you that when you read something, there's a depth to it. It teaches you how to find the depth. It teaches you how to get the emes. The kash is a very important thing. Because you're supposed to ask kashas in your own life. Why this? What that? Why that? You're supposed to be deep in your thinking. You're supposed to think, why is the Kodesh Baruch Hu doing this to me? What does he want from me? I'm going in this way, and I'm complaining. What do you want from me, Kodesh Baruch Hu? I'm doing whatever I'm supposed to be doing. What do you want from me? And you have a kasha. First of all, what's the hanach of that kasha? Right? The what's the... Premise. Come on, you guys. What's premise. The premise of that kasha? What's the... Right? What's you assuming that's wrong in your assumption? Maybe there's something wrong in your assumption. Maybe, is it a tema? Do you have to change your whole pshat? Is it a kasha? Do you have to modify it? Or is it in toma? What kasha is it? You have to work out your life. When you learn a Gemara in depth, you learn your life in depth. Ki hu chayenu v'orach yameinu. That's speaking about learning. What does it mean it's your life? Only coax your life, right? Gemara, we're saying it's your life. Yegei Yom HaValai, talking about Torah Shebal Peh. You just have to think about it day and night. The Tosis, the Balei Tosis, ask Akasha. You know you make a Birkas HaTorah in the morning? Mm-hmm. And then you go and you have a nice meal, right?
Hefsek.
It's not a hefsek. If you were to put on tefillin in the morning, you took it off, go have a nice meal, come back and put on tefillin, you won't make another bracha? Come on, of course you make another bracha. It's a hefsek, right? Mm-hmm. Tosis is even worse than that. Tosis says, a person says learns Torah and he goes to the marketplace. And when he comes back, does he have to make another Birkas HaTorah? Hello? Does he have to make another Birkas HaTorah? Yes? No, Tosis says. Why? Why doesn't he make another bracha? It's a Tosis. It's a Tosis in brachas. You guys have to learn Tosis. Problem. You have to learn Tosis.
Brachas.
Why?
He should be doing it the whole time he's away.
Tosis' answer is, even when a person goes to the marketplace, he's thinking Torah. Well, Baba, I don't think Torah when I go to the marketplace. I think about, is it a good buy? Is it a bad buy? Do I want it? Do I not want it? So, do I have to make a bracha, Rabbi? Tosis says, I think Torah, but I know what I think, Rabbi. Well, the answer is no. So maybe you misunderstood Tosfos. What does Tosfos mean that you're thinking Torah? Does it mean you're thinking the pshat of the Tosfos you were learning? No. Says if you're not learning Tosfos, you're not thinking. But or the Gemara you're learning? No. So what does he think, Tosfos? It means when you go by in the marketplace as a Jew, you know you're not allowed to steal. So you're not thinking to steal. You know you have to be honest about paying the prices. There's a change that you don't get back properly, you have to give it back. All sorts of halachas. You know how you have to behave, what you shouldn't be looking at, what you should be doing, what you shouldn't be doing. All these halachas, you know. That's called thinking Torah. Even when you go to the toilet, you don't have to make a bracha. Toilet, you do not think Torah. But yes, you do. How do you go to a toilet? Just, you know, you just put your trousers down and just, you know, it's free for all there? No. There's halachas of how you go to the toilet. You do it with sneers. Because Kodesh Baruch Hu is everywhere, even in a toilet. Right? If you're in your house and there's no one around, so you start just, you know, like, you take off the jacket, you take off the shirt, cool off, Rabbi, yeah, you know, let's take it easy, right? Well, where's the Kodesh Baruch Hu? Oh, in the base of Medrash. Right, he's at the base of Medrash. He's not back here, back home. Right? It's Kodesh Baruch Hu here. He's thinking Torah. You understand? You understand? You're doing stuff. You're always thinking Torah. What's the Hanacha? What's the... Right? You're thinking. That's what means by learning Gemara. When you learn Gemara, you have to know it does not make sense. It's a nice read. It's a good bekiyas. You feel geshmak when you finish a parrot. It's good. And you should be doing that. But you should be realizing that when you read it the second time and the third time, you read the Rashi, and it doesn't make sense. And the Tosfos, and it doesn't make sense. And the Gemara doesn't make sense. And then you have to understand it depth, and you have to, and you, then you sit, instead of finishing a perek in 1 month or whatever, you finish a line a month. The Chazon Ish said, who's a Talmud Chacham? Someone who can learn one daf for 40 days, and one someone who can learn 40 daf in 1 day. You have to have both abilities. You have to have the ability to learn one daf for 40 days. Because when you think deeply, and when you learn Gemara, and your depth, and when you ask all those kashas, what you think is Torah, it's your own Torah. You now made a kinyan on the Torah. You now made a depth. You understood the Torah. So now when you go into life, you got a depth to life. You passed, you penetrated your life. Life made more sense. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now you got to MS. Because when you penetrate the simple shidchiyut of life, the simple, how do you say shidchiyut? The
surface
of life. When you penetrate that surface, life becomes to understand it. On the surface, it sounds a great thing to, you know, get up in the morning, have a good job, have a lovely wife, have a great kids, you know. All these things, you know, like Walt Disney, right? Walt Disney, everyone likes Walt Disney. Maybe nowadays because we don't believe it. But intrinsically, wouldn't we like a Walt Disney life, right? Right? You come to yeshiva, you meet a girl, she's attractive, she's great, she's warm, she's caring, all those things you're looking for, right? And she's attractive with all the, you know, all the numbers that you like and the eyes and the whatever, right? And she has all the great midas. And you marry and you have great kids and it's easy. You come home and it's just pure pleasure. Right? Sounds great life. But that doesn't happen to any of us. Does it? Even when you're dating, right? Doesn't happen. You don't get exactly what you want. You have to, well, let's go a little deeper. What is he really teaching me? What am I really looking for? What's really important to find? Maybe I'm supposed to change my hanachas. Maybe I'm supposed to change. Maybe he's trying to teach me something. Maybe my kasha isn't a kasha. Because if it is a kasha, if it's a real kasha, then I'm right and God's wrong. Well, is that true? I'm right and the Gemara is wrong. There are tamers in Tosfos. Tosfos do have tamers that they don't understand the Gemara. And they go on. We have tamers in life, but we go on. Life's not easy for no one here. I don't believe there's anyone, when you think about deeply their life, they say they don't have tamers in life. Everyone has a tamer. Wonder. That means something which doesn't make sense, simple pshat in life. Everyone has them. And those things make our life interesting. Those give us our life's depths. Sometimes those problems give us our life's depths, and when we get those terutsu, when we get those answers, because we know to think, Gemara teaches us to think, we get our own personal answers. And the more Gemara we learn, and the more we learn in depth, the closer we come to Emes. That's why Iyun is a very important thing. Your first Seder is a very important thing. It's not just learning how to read skills, or a little bit of Hebrew. That's not for learning Gemara. You need to know the Hebrew in order to read, right? But you want to be able to be creative and understanding the kasha and the teretz and thinking and your mind immersed in it. And that teaches you to get depth in a real way, in a proper way, and teaches you to get depth from life. Now, how are these rabbis become Torah? Because when you become so separate from your physicality and deep in your understanding, if you can get to a depth that I can't reach, that becomes Torah objectively for me, because I cannot get to that depth. And even in them, you think when you read this Ritva, or you read this Rashba, or you read this Tosfos, or you read this Acharon, right? It makes sense to you? Of course it doesn't understand. And you bash your brain out, because they didn't understand how to learn, because they were written with Ruach HaKodesh, and you try to understand what they're saying, then you understand, now I understand, Rabbi. Huh? Now it makes sense. I now understand how Rashi added that word here. But it's the way you understood. And your Torah is a personal Torah. Because it's your personal depth. And it's important for you to reach that personal depth. Because if you don't reach it, you're going to have a Walt Disney life which doesn't occur. And you have lots of kashas and lots of tamers. But the deeper you are, the less kashas you're going to have. Or the kashas are going to be deeper and the tzurutzim are going to be much, much better. And then you'll understand what you're living for. Because to understand life, there's no such thing. How can we understand their own lives? It's so difficult to understand what you're here for. I'm here to do Torah and Mitzvahs. What were you here for? Yeah, we all know that one. Yeah, you know, even my kids know that one. They learn in Cheder. But like, do you understand that? Do you know what that means? Do you know really what you're living for? Do you really understand the depth of life? That's what learning is about. That's what yeshiva is about. That's what learning Gemara is in. To teach you how to think in a creative way that you get the depths of life. That's why Eun's important. Because otherwise you just be floating around. You won't be thinking deeply. That's bad news. You understand what I'm saying? You understand why, how now we can get MS? Eretz Meretz Tisma, because now when you get that depth, you then understand how you can be expressive of God's will. Because now I understand God's deep will, the reason for the mitzvah, the reason for tefillin, the reason for this. What's this? You really learn in Chumash, you start asking kashas. You guys should be pounding Rabbi Gershenfeld with kashas. Right? You know how much Rashi doesn't make sense? You just read Rashi. After you've learned Gemara, anyone who's learned Gemara, Rashi is nonsensical to them. In Chumash, forget it. He's nonsensical. Sometimes his answers don't make sense until you get to a different level of him. Now, after step four, there's step five, step six, and step seven. You're only a first year. And then it's in life that way. And you get closer and closer to MS. You understand what I'm saying? You guys understand? Is there any questions? Is there any questions?
There should be.
Yeah, by the Malachim, you said that they know what's in the Torah. So why was Moshe, they knew everything that was going on. So what was that? How was that a terrorist by Moshe?
No, so they understood the Torah was really shaykh to them. The Torah is the covenant of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. They understood the Rotzon of Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Rotzon of Kodesh Baruch Hu was going to express it in the spiritual words by them. The mistake was that the Torah was given to be fully expressed even in the physical world. That's what Torah means. Torah means full expression of God's Rotzon down through the physical world.
So they thought it could be fully expressed in the spiritual world?
Yeah, we don't need it. It's not going to be properly expressed. Man's going to muck it up. Because man has a tzad not to the Rotzon, his free will. We can do not the Rotzon Kodesh Baruch Hu. But the way we're fixing that is through man's learning Torah. Yeah. Through man's learning and diligence in learning Torah and getting that depth, he removes himself from his physicality. Physicality is associated with man's shidchiyut, with man's superficiality. Superficial and physical are the same thing, according to that. Depth and spiritual are the same. You see people who are deep. You can be not clever. There isn't clever and deep. And also you find people who are deep who separate their actions from their thinking. That's Esav. We all do that to an extent. We all have problems in life. We all have tamers, some bigger than the others. Chazon Ish has had a tamer. You ever heard of Chazon Ish? He's one of the deepest people we had. He was married, whatever. He married a woman that he shouldn't have been married to. He was cheated at the age. And she couldn't have children with him. He never had children. He didn't have a marriage. He lived with a woman that he never had a marriage. You know what a pain that is for a person? Because that was a Chazon Ish. He was a Chazon Ish beforehand, but only a Chazon Ish could see depth in such a relationship.
But you can't tell me that's what we're going for.
I didn't say Chazon Ish also didn't go for that. I don't think that's what you're going for. I'm just saying that in life, everyone has his tamers. You have a child. You have situations in life. Everyone has their situations. We're not Chazon Ish, so we're not going to get that depth. Forget Chazon Ish. Rav had a wife. Right? What was Rav's wife? Rav had a wife. It's a Gemara. The Gemara says that he used to, whatever he told his wife, she used to do the opposite. I mean, Rav didn't tell you to get one like that. change the model. Right? There's plenty of women who would marry Rav.
This is in the Gemara?
Yeah, it's the Gemara. That was Rav's wife. You know what we where we learn some of our halachas of how you behave with your wife? You know? Because one of the Talmidim came to Rav and he saw what Rav did with his wife. Torah, a little more than itzarich. We learn it from Rav. Rav, this was Rav's wife. You know what happened? He told his son. Son, you know what? You know, I'll solve mom and dad's problem. Whatever dad says, I'll say the opposite. He gets Rav Saul for a week. What happened here to mom? She's giving me all that I need. So he figured something was wrong. He worked it out. His son was like switching. He said, don't switch it. Why? It's better I live like this and you learn to, you get used to saying false things. I don't disturb your midas.
What was with
Rav? We can understand that. But Rav, Tanahu Vapalik, Rav was a Tanah, he was an Amora. We had the status of a Tanah, he was a Talmud of Rebbe. We can understand. Rav Nachman had a wife, I don't want to say her name, yeah, who had the name of a, this is the name of a demon.
I didn't know that. We were saying all day today. We just learned that.
Yeah. Wait, Gemara with the kosher bracha, and she threw it away?
No, she smashed 400 bottles of wine.
Yeah, well, Didn't have it easy, did he?
What was that
about? You guys have to go.
I only...
Yeah, they. You understand? Rav Nachman, if you have a machlokas in Rav Nachman, says if you did Paskin in Nezikin, halach is like Rav Nachman. He was like, Av Bastin for Nezikin. Nezikin's chochman, right? Look what a wife he had. He had a heart.
What was she up? What was that about?
What was it? Kodesh Baruch Hu, wife is love dafka. The wife is love dafka. It's life. Your wife is just the expression of your life. Some people have it hard. But don't look at it that way. Look at it differently. Everyone has hard lives. Everyone, you know, problems at home with their parents sometimes. Sometimes problems with their siblings. Sometimes problems with their friends. Whatever it is. They have tamers, they have kashas. Work it out, the depth. There's depth in there. What's going on? Eventually you'll get to that depth. The deeper you become, you'll get to that depth. And then you'll see why. And it's better to see why here, because then you'll live a different life. The world to come with its clarity there. Then everyone sees depth. But here's the place to see that depth, and that comes from learning. That comes from becoming a deeper person. That's why we learn Gemara. And that's why it's important to learn Gemara with depth. And learn it from deep people. Torah is not easy. Torah is not anything. Any time a person goes with shitchiyut, he's connecting to physicality. You do not want to connect there. You want to connect with reality. The reality of God's will. And that requires a lot of toil. And a lot of, says, before a person davens on getting Torah, you should daven to remove physicality from him, from eating from him. They are really, there's many tzaddikim who are chole ma'ayim, they had stomach problems. Just didn't, you know, the food just didn't fit. It didn't fit. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not saying that's for us, we're not on that level, but the concept. There's no other thing that you have. Torah says, ein Torah mitkayim. It doesn't say physics or philosophy or mathematics. You can't learn unless you kill yourself. Maybe just before the exams and forget it afterwards. But Torah is not mitkayim until you kill yourself over it. What do you mean kill yourself over it? You lose sleep over it. You learn, you fall asleep. Go to sleep. Get up fresh in the morning and learn. No, that's how you learn Torah. Because the removal of physicality and the understanding of depth in the Torah, it's one and the same. You don't need that physicality when you get the depth of Torah. When you see the geshmak of Torah, you become porush from it. It's not even important to you. You might eat it, you might do it, you might have all those things, but you get to live with it. And sometimes the Kodesh Baruch Hu does those things to you. Because he wants you to get there. You know what I mean?
Puts physical.
He will help you to remove from yourself physicalities, so that you can reach a higher level in your Torah learning, and in your depth of thinking.
Would you say that he would purposely put physical obstacles in our way for us to have to fight him and overcome him?
Oh yeah, that's life anyway. Just remember that's life. No one's gonna have an easy life. Everyone has. I'm not saying a difficult life, but everyone has obstacles. His own obstacles. That's part of life. I haven't given you the. You guys weren't here for the Simcha Shir. But life, you, a wife is called an Eizer Kenegdo. It's a helper against you. Lav Dafka, your wife, your neshama, your interpersonal relationship with your wife, your Torah, the relationship with God is an Eizer Kenegdo. All of these are wife relationships. The Kenegdo, they're against you, right? In life, is also your Ozero, is also your helper. The overcoming of those difficulties makes man more creative and more expressive. And from that, he gets real simcha. That's a, it's a long shir. You can see it on sdc.com, whatever it is. Whatever.
What's SDC?
No, it's a joke. It's a, I have a few shir, about four of them, on an internet website. What is it? live.sdcsydney.com.
What's that?
It's, yeah, your website? It's when I was in Australia, I gave a few shir.
Did you go to Australia with him?
No.
Alibi.
Rabbi, you were really gonna do another shear like on Zmiros just because we asked you to.
Yeah, if you want.
You were really gonna keep all that for
that'd be great.
Because we said Zmiros.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I'll give you a shear on Zmiros if you want.
Wow.
Right now?
You want a shear on Zmiros? But they have I want to stop it from their barbecue.
I think the best place to actually have a shear on Zmiros is outside.
Yeah.
Okay, if you want, I'll give you a shear on what does shear mean. You want a shear on that? We got a good niggin going. You want a shear on that? If you want, I'll tell you what a shear. It has to be. You have to have a drink a little bit, get him to sing song, and then like.
I think we should go out there and see how.
Yeah, you go. You guys go. No, yeah.
We like you with us.
I'll come if you guys want. But I have a Tom coming in. I have to learn.
Final words for the listeners.
What do you want to say? Learn well. Do steig when you're learning. The more you steig, the more you're gonna get out of life. Steig.
Amen.